And this is WHYY. I'm Carmen Russell Sluchansky with your local news headlines. The Pew Research Center checked in with Philadelphia residents recently for a poll on how people feel about the city of brotherly love these days. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports on what the poll found.
Katie Martin of Pew said there's more optimism among Philadelphia residents that the city's headed in the right direction than in their last review of the city.
In our 2025 poll, we kind of focused on kind of key topics that are facing the city right now, including public safety, personal finances, houses, housing, et cetera. And overall, the key finding for the 2025 poll is that Philadelphians' views of the city have become much more optimistic than the last time we polled in 2022, although they still cite public safety as a real key concern for the city.
Martin goes on to say one major issue is gun violence is still having a major impact in Philadelphia.
Approximately half of Philadelphians reported hearing gunshots in their neighborhood during the last year. This is down from 65% in 2022, but still more than half of Philadelphians hearing gunshots in their neighborhood.
On people's financial security, the survey found only 42% were comfortable in their personal financial situation. That's compared to 50% 5 years ago. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Builders in Delaware's New Castle County will soon have to add an extra measure of protection when constructing model homes. The county council recently approved an ordinance requiring sprinklers for those. Co-sponsor of the measure, Councilmember Janet Kilpatrick, says the change will provide more information for lawmakers.
We are going to also use this as a study so that we will have real-time expenses for both installation and monthly expenses for water. So we will know, rather than us hiring somebody to just do a general study, we will know from each developer, they will have to come back and tell the Department of Land Use the exact amounts that they have used.
The measure goes into effect for construction, permitted after July 1st. And in sports, yesterday, the Phillies beat Miami 2-1. They take on the Mets here at home tonight at 7:15 p.m.